بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب كرامات الأولياء وفضلهم. This is the next chapter of the karamats of the awliya and the virtues of the awliya. The word karamat literally comes from the word ikram, honor. That is when Allah Ta'ala honors somebody with something which is supernatural, which is not normal, which is against normal procedure, which we call in English a miracle. That is the technical term of karamat. But literally it means the honor Allah gives to somebody. Thus, if Allah gives a miracle to a Nabi, then that is called a mu'jiza. Mu'jiza is that which other people are unable to produce something like that. Like the Quran Sharif is a mu'jiza. The miracle, the mi'raj of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Pebbles speaking in the hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those were all miracles, mu'jizas. If the same thing appears on the hands of a wali of Allah Ta'ala, then it is called a karamat, that Allah has blessed him with that honor. And this is not in the hands of any Nabi or any wali. It is whom Allah Ta'ala blesses with. These things out of the ordinary happen even to with satanic forces, with people who are totally against deen. Then that is called black magic, it is called mesmerism, it is called hypnotism. That also happens, but that has got no value whatsoever. Like to fly in the air. If a wuzur flies, then that is a miracle. Otherwise, a fly also flies in the air. So if somebody does it, and without any, if it is not on the basis of deen, and the support of deen, Quran and hadith, and of Allah Ta'ala, then that is called black magic, it is hypnotism, it is mesmerism. And today we should be very careful that lot of satanic things are duped with Islamic names. Like the temple in Cape Town they have built, and they're calling it a mosque. So a Muslim should not be fooled by that. Like for example, if you have liquor, wine, and you call it grape juice, or you call it apple juice, by just changing the name, the reality does not change. If you have 1 liter Coke, and you fill black vinegar in there, it might look like Coke, but it is not Coke, it is black vinegar. So we should not be fooled, and unfortunately these forces are working very hard in the world. And today, like Muslims are so gullible, that one business started a business, one of the directors just said, put halal also, advertise halal. They ask, what does it mean? They say, doesn't matter what it means. You'll see the Muslims will flock and come and buy from there. So whether it is halal, we don't investigate at all. Just seeing the halal board and we take it as halal, it in many, many cases, it is far, far from halal. There is nothing halal in it. So we should not be duped. And with karamats, many people get duped. People of evil, they do satanic things. Today there are those forces that are working and show this miracle that somebody's health got restored. A paralyzed person started walking. A blind person started seeing. All this, many cases are satanic forces, and they are done in the name of amils, for example, in the name of certain procedures, and this is totally against Islam. Muslims must be very careful and must be warned about that. With regard to the actual true karamats of the Anbiya alayhimus salam in the awliya, Allah Ta'ala says, Ala inna awliya Allah. Be aware, listen carefully and know that those who are the awliya, awliya is not a title. Awliya is a reality. A person who obeys the commands of Allah, stays away from haram, and excessively makes Allah's ibadat, that person becomes a wali of Allah. Not just a person by wearing clothes becomes a wali, or a person with a title and is duped as a wali. We should not be fooled with titles. The reality is important. So these who are the true awliya, la khawfun alayhim, there will be no fear upon them. They don't fear the future. What is natural fear of a human being, that is excluded. But they are not obsessed with that fear of the future. وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ And they do not grieve of the things of the past either. In other words, Allah keeps them in a very happy state of happiness and ecstasy. And who are these people? Allah has explained that we are not fooled by titles. Alladhina amanu. Those people who have got proper iman on the Zaat of Allah, Tawheed of Allah Ta'ala. Their iman is correct. They don't believe in satanic things, na'uzu billah, etc. And further, wakanu yattaqoon. And all the time they stay with taqwa. That is, they don't break the laws of Allah Ta'ala. That person is not a wali. No matter what titles he's got, no matter how he dresses, no matter what miracles also he shows, but he doesn't observe farda from human, for example. He doesn't make his namaz with jamaat in the masjid, for example. And the whole world can call him a big wali, but that is not a wali. The basic requirements of deen and shariat are essential. For such people who are genuine walis, lahumul bushra fil hayati dunya. There is glad tidings for them in this world also. Allah shows lot of karamats on their hands. The respect people give them, then the du'as which are accepted, etc. Allah blesses them with great glad tidings. Wa fil akhirah, and in the year after as well. As soon as the maut comes, they are given the glad tidings of Jannah. They are given the great enjoyments in the qabr. So this, they are given that great glad tidings in the akhirat as well. La tabdila li kalimatillah. These are the absolute and strong words, firm resolutions of Allah Ta'ala, in which you will find no change whatsoever. Dhalika huwa al-fawzul azim. That is what is the great success. And that is what a person should strive for. Not only that he dies on iman, or that he gets jannat, but that he gets VIP treatment. He gets the highest. He becomes a wali of Allah. To be a mu'min, to be a Muslim is a great thing. To be a mu'min is a great thing. But further, everyone in this ayat exhorts us, become a wali of Allah, that you have no problems whatsoever in this worldly life. In the qabr, on the day of qiyamah, you go straight to Jannah. You pass pul sirat in a flash of a second. You pass pul sirat as well. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِزْعِ النَّخْلَى, referring to Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam, when she conceived also miraculously. She never had anything to do with any man, and she conceived and became pregnant. And the time for delivery, because it was a thing that the people could not understand, she went out on her own, and she was at a palm tree that had gone dry. But Allah Ta'ala said, shake the branches of this palm tree. In here is also an indication, for your rozi, you must make effort. Allah gave her her rozi in a miraculous way, gave her fresh khajur from a dry palm tree. But Allah said, shake the tree. So effort we have to make for our rozi. And the miracle, that was one miracle. The other was that Allah dropped fresh khajur dates from a dry tree. تُسَاقِطْ عَلِيكِ رُطَبًا جَنِيًّا. And then this, it will drop this fresh dates from there, which we call rutabs. Fresh dates the tree dropped for her. فَكُلِي وَشْرَبِي. And then Allah said, eat of this, in which there is an indication that when women give birth, they need lot of strength, because it's a very, very laborsome procedure for the mother to deliver her child. She needs lot of strength. And khajur has got lot of strength and iron in it. So this Allah Ta'ala had every community, for a woman who is giving birth, they prepare certain types of food which will give a lot of strength. The Quran prescribed khajur dates. Washrabi, and Allah made a fountain to come there immediately and drink that water of that fountain. So in these ayat, then Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala has shown this great karamat which Allah had given to Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam. She wasn't a Nabi. A woman does not become a Nabi. Allah had blessed her with these karamats. And karamats of the awliya are in every era. They have been there all always, and they are accepted. But we should differentiate. When this karamat is given to a Nabi, it's called a mu'jiza, which is 100% true. When it's given to a wali of Allah, it's also 100% true, and it's called a karamat. And if it is given at the hands of a non-believer, and on the basis of his kufr and shirk, then we must make the difference and realize that this is black magic, this is hypnotism, etc. And there is no reality, and we should not be fooled with these outward things. At one time, when I was giving da'wah to a non-Muslim to accept Islam, he was a Christian, so he asked, do you people also have miracles? So I acted ignorant and asked, what is miracles? He said, the priest prays for you, and then your paralyzed person starts walking. A blind person starts seeing. So I asked him then, if that is the case, I think we must close all the hospitals and all the health facilities. Then he realized. I told him, these are just fakes who come like that, sitting in a wheelchair, etc., feigning to be blind, and the priest does something, and then now they start walking and they start seeing, and people are generally so gullible, and we fall for such tricks. We must be very careful. We must not lose our iman with such things. And these things are greatly in the increase in our societies today. With all the various types of mamas and doctors that are operating. And we might be very surprised. Perhaps our own families are also going. Reports that we have, good, respectable women also go to these people, and terrible things are happening. We must be aware of what is happening in our own homes and our surroundings.